Triple M. Brew and Dits, top three things you need to know.
What's making news, Ru?
Oh, we're about to lift off in South Australia. We're about to get a rocket off the ground, Dits. The space agency or space station is happening. We're having a little one over on the Air Peninsula. We're going to let a rocket off. Only a little one, though. Only a little rocket. It's only...
So it's like a test rocket. Obviously, it hasn't got people in it. No astronauts.
No. It's only a little 3.4 metre, 34 kilo
okay.
little rocket, which is a little bit different to the 2.8 million kilo, 110 metre long one that I think just went off.
The Americans just beat us then.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger and stronger than ours. But it will launch and go about 100 kilometres into space, they're saying. So that'll happen, reasonably soon.
Well,
over near Sojourner.
That's a win for South Australia, a boost.
Canibba. You would have heard of Canibba.
Yeah, Canibba, There's a famous football team at Canibba.
Canibba. So that's going to happen soon. And, the boys will actually be over there seeing rockets take off, which will be a bit different.
All right.
Aged care is an issue in Australia. We know what's happening in Victoria at the moment. They're saying 68% of the deaths from coronavirus are linked to aged care, which is one of the highest ratios in the world. Which
it is nearly
very sad, and we know it's bad enough when you're in an aged care place. Sometimes it can be very, very lonely and not the best. We've had royal commissions into the treatment of our elderly, but it's a lot worse when people can't go there. They're sitting in their own chair in their own room without people going there. They're understaffed and everything. It is a shocking time to be old, unfortunately, and we feel for all those people in those situations.
Very lonely.
Pretty bad stats, those ones.
Yeah. Hey, Ru, I was made aware yesterday there's a run happening, quite a serious run happening this weekend. It's on Saturday at Monado Zoo.
Oh, you'd get all the information about marathons and stuff.
Correct.
Here, wouldn't you?
There's a marathon. There's three different distances. There's about a 20K. There's a marathon. I think there's one of 100K or something.
You'd get one of each.
But tell you what, you'd run quick if you had a line up your clogger, wouldn't you? I know. So people will be doing record times. But if you are a runner and you want to enter, I this sounds intriguing. I want to find out more about
You're at the 18K, Mark. You're starting to feel the pinch. You're into a head breeze and there's a rhino behind the tree coming
at you. I've got my second wind. Oh,
I have got my second wind. I'm actually feeling pretty light on my feet. Really? Is that happening?
Yeah, so we'll find out more.
Monado Marathon.
The Monado Marathon this weekend.
We better get someone.
Try and get the organiser on, All right, that's what's making news. 6:13 here on Triple M.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Let's look at some statistics.
Ru loves numbers.
I used to get called the calculator.
And Dits loves numbers.
100%.
So it's time for the Stat Man. Stat Man. Here's another stat. B Frank Insurance goes above and beyond 100%. B Frank, more than just insurance.
Well, you know, if you own a small business or a large business, you've got to have your insurances intact. Things like public liability, Ru. So B Frank, he's your man. B Frank Insurance.
All right, 33% of newlyweds say this is the thing they miss most about being single. What is it? All right, 133353. If you want to win a Google Home Mini, 33% of newlyweds say this is the thing that they miss mostly about being single. What is it? 133353, or you can get us on the Automasters text line 0488 51047. But if you want the Google Home Mini, you got to get on the phone.
Here's another stat. B Frank Insurance goes above and beyond 100%. B Frank, more than just insurance.
Rightio, the question is 33% of newlyweds say that this is the thing they miss about being single. Excuse me, what is it? Let's head to Greenwith. G'day, Chris.
How you going, boys?
Good. You can also text us on the Automasters text line 0488 51047. What do you think it is, Chris?
Is it having control of the remote?
Oh, yeah. Never blew over that. Hey. Don't worry about that, especially with footy on every night at the moment. Let's go to Tea Tree Gully. G'day, Damien.
How you going, boys?
Do you control the remote in your house, Damien?
I try to.
All right. What do you think
Which
it is?
Which means no.
having your own bed.
Oh.
Yeah, your own bed to yourself?
Well, you don't like sleeping with your missus.
Yeah, you've got to have your own time every now and then, mate.
Your own time. I wonder what that means, Damien. Your own time.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Move on.
I have my own time with my partner. Let's go to Murray Bridge. G'day, Ron.
Good morning, men. How are we?
Good, Ron. 33% of newlyweds say that this is the thing they miss about being single.
Maybe it's having a poo with the door open.
Love doing that. I love doing that, Ronnie.
Oh, don't tell me that's the right answer.
Well, I'm stretching it a little bit. It's right. Sharing a bathroom.
Oh, sharing
it's
a bathroom.
Not really right, but...
Similar, yeah.
I love having a poo with the door open. I've grown up with it. It's beautiful.
What are you, now?
I never shut the door. And my whole family hates it, but stuff them.
God.
I grew up with an outdoor dunny. We used to have to run out the back door, run down the hill.
Run down the hill?
Yeah, down this little hill.
Was it in the same suburb or what?
No, it's out in the fruit block. Went down in the old outdoor dunny, sit out there with the door open. Beautiful.
You'd almost do it before you got there.
Oh, you have to hold on to get there. Don't worry about that. What are you doing, Ditch, giving the Google Home Mini?
What's Ron 1?
Ron 1, a Google Home Mini.
All right, all thanks to B Frank Insurance. And, in fact, on the Automasters text line, let's see, Lincoln from Plimpton Park had the same answer.
Good on you, Lincoln.
You need to ring us, though, 133353. Ruined It's here on Triple M.
What a goal!
Ruined It's overnight sports.
The Crows and Collingwood at 6.05 tonight. You'll hear it all on Triple M. Let's hear from the coach, Matty Nix, Rory Sloan and Brad Crouch. Where are they at?
Sloan is really close. Really close. Next week or the week after, we'll keep a close eye on him, but we're looking forward to him coming back. And Brad's moving reasonably well. He did some stride throughs today.
Brodie Smith back in tonight, which is a huge inclusion, Roo. Yep. Some other changes as well.
Yes, Cole Hardigan's in for Talia, and then you've got McPherson, Stingle and McAdam, so a bit more speed and youth back into the side. At the expense of Chase Jones, who's been dropped. He just hasn't been getting enough of the ball. His head's a bit clogged up, they think, with a bit, you know, thinking about football. We'll think about trying to get the ball too much, which I know sounds a bit weird, but give him a rest, freshen his mind, and try and get him back out there. Jake Kelly out and Lockie Murphy suspended. Will Hamill out with concussion from that sling tackle last week. Collingwood themselves have got a few injuries. They've decided to rest Darcy Moore, Ben Reid as well. Jamie Elliott's out with an ear, and Adam Treloar. I've never heard anyone out with an ear. Adam Treloar, never heard. Adam Treloar out with a hammy. They've got a few out, Collingwood, and so have the Crows. Collingwood got a few more than the Crows. Tim Broomhead's back and Lyndon Dunn. They have not played for 2 years.
Wow, 2 years.
Yes, so everyone's getting their depth tested in this compressed season. So 6.05 tonight. I reckon the Crows are half a chance.
Half a chance, do you?
I reckon they're half a chance.
All right. Look forward to that. Hey, last night Geelong climbed into the top four, a near 10-goal win over St Kilda. Now, the Saints have been very good. Hawkins kicked 5 goals, Gary Rowan 4, but they won easily, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They just controlled that game from about halfway through the second quarter, so that's a big win for the Cats. They're pushing themselves up to be a contender. They play the red-hot power, though, on Friday night.
What a game coming up.
They've got a 4-day break for the Cats, and they've got 7 blokes over the age of 30. So I reckon you'll run them off their feet.
All right. The other game last night, Fremantle and Hawthorn. What happened there?
Well, Freo beat Hawthorn. Hawthorn are in a little bit of trouble. They slide down the table. I reckon they go down to about 14th or 15th or something. Lots of talk of a rebuild needed at the Hawks at the moment.
All right. Prize money for this year's AFL finals is going to be cut as well, Roo, because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, good idea, but no one really worries about that. You just want that cup bits to hold up.
For sure.
Not the money that goes in it.
In soccer news, Adelaide United play Melbourne City at ANZ Stadium tonight. And I see where Carl Viet's quoted in the advertiser today saying, I am the man for the job.
I am the man.
And I reckon he is too. Yeah. He's a great fella.
Come on, Carl. Yep. Give him the job.
Yep. All right. Back a local. That is our look at sport. What's coming up?
You've been running again.
I have. I've been doing a bit of fitness work.
This is fantastic, Dits. Mm. It will start showing soon, okay? Right. Don't get annoyed at me.
It's a slow burn.
It's a very slow burn. You'll tell us why next.
You've heard of the GOAT. Triple M's GOAT. The greatest of all time. Now get ready for the WOAT.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst of all time.
Okay. A lot of people wanting to have their guests here on the text line, Roo.
I've got a mate who's a pro punter, and he's listening right now, I'm pretty sure. And he always said, you have to be very careful backing a horse second up from a spell. Very, very careful.
What's your point?
Our second song is actually worse than
our first
song.
No,
it is. It's out of tune and it's impossible to guess. If anyone guesses this, it's pure fluke.
All right, have a listen.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Nah, I can definitely hear it. It's as clear as
the first one you could guess. The first one was quite easy.
You'll get this one.
This one, very, very hard.
Text if you like, 0488 510 47, or you can ring right now, 133353. It has jackpotted today.
$200 worth of scratches.
Yes, $200.
You get RSI in your hand. Yep. You're going to have to do 100 on your left and 100 on your right.
All right, give us a ring, 133353. What is the worst of all time? Give us a ring.
You've heard of the GOAT, Triple M's GOAT, the greatest of all time. Now get ready for the WOAT.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst of all time.
On the text line, Roo, Daniel from Strathalbyn says, Hell's Bells, AC/DC.
We compared to AC/DC.
We've been compared to some great bands here. Richard says, Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, yeah.
Bill from West Lakes. I don't know if he's saying this is what we're playing or whether, but he's saying Making Bad Decisions. There's plenty of those. Adam from Marion says, Under the Bridge.
We are just like...
Can you believe it? We have been compared to AC/DC, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Billy Joel.
Yep, it is flattering.
Unbelievable.
It is flattering.
None of those are correct.
No, they're not. Here we go, though. Let's head to Kadena. G'day, Jay.
How are you?
Good. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Nah, I'm right.
I'm with you, Jay, don't worry. I am right with you, big fella. Who is it?
Neil Young.
Heart of Gold. That keeps me searching
for a heart of gold. We've got golden tonsils, haven't we? And I'm getting old. Thank you very much,
thanks,
Jay.
Thanks for the guest, Jay.
Let's go to Glengarry. G'day, Tristan.
Roo, how are you today?
Very good, mate. Do you want to hear it again?
No, thank you.
Okay, Jim, this is starting to get this personally. What do you think it is?
Look, there's not much to go from there, but I reckon I could hear the start of Baa Baa Black Sheep.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, yes,
right,
sir.
That's enough, Mel. That's, Dix did want to have Baa Baa Black Sheep, but we talked him out of that. Let's go to Penfold. G'day, Dylan.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Do you want to hear it?
Nah, that's all right.
Oh, what? What's wrong with this? We'll play it in full later for everybody.
Rude.
You can go to our podcast and listen to the whole thing. If
put
you,
yourself through it.
If you want to make your ears bleed. What do you think it is, Dylan?
It's the Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. And I
don't want the world to see. We do sound a bit like Iris. It does sound a lot like that, but it's not. Okay, no one can guess it today.
Jesse's saying Beautiful Soul. Jordan from Warradal says Beautiful Soul. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. That's
we
Chris
are
from
just
Seaford.
Like Bob Dylan.
We are poetic, just like Bob.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
It jackpots.
300. No, Mel. Oh, here he goes. All right, that's another. $300 tomorrow.
$300, jackpot.
So $100 every day.
Yeah.
So this could get big.
Oh, yeah. This could go forever.
All right.
All right. Hey, in a moment, Roo.
You've been training again.
No, I got kicked out of the bed last night. I'm going to tell you why. And I need some advice. Ruined it's on Triple M. I hate getting interrupted during the night and woken up and told, you know, get out, go to the other room. And that's what happened
you
to me last night.
You hate it.
It's not fair. Because we need our sleep. We get up so
early. What do you think
you're
getting interrupted for?
Right, so what happened last night, and this happens regularly, and the reason I'm telling this story is I actually wouldn't mind a bit of help if there's a sleep expert or one of those dream experts, people that read your dreams or, you know, can explain your dreams. I don't know what they are, dream psychologist
mind reader.
Or something. Mind reader, yeah. So what happens, my dreams are a bit different and I can't explain them, but last night I was going for a run. And what that means, what I mean, and I mean really going
dreaming.
For a run. So I'm in bed, my arms and my legs are going a million miles an hour. So I'm obviously on my back, my legs are up in the air thrashing around, and my arms are going at the same time, my legs, and I kick, then the quilt and everything ends up on the floor. So it happened four times. After the fourth time.
You sure you're not dreaming about dancing? Because I've seen the Running Man on the dance
floor
a bit.
It could be. Mm-hmm. But after the fourth time, Kate said, Dits, get out. And so I had to get up and
were you running down the wing at Adelaide Oval against Richmond?
No, I don't remember playing footy
Xavier
last night.
Like,
no, a few weeks ago, and please don't anyone take this as violence because I didn't mean to do it. I was asleep, but I kicked Kate really hard in bed, and of course she woke up. And then I woke up and went, "Well, I'm sorry." I did actually. I said to her, "I was 60 out, and because I was a long way out, I had to kick it really, really hard."
You kicked the hell
so
out of it.
So I was dreaming about playing for Port Adelaide that on that occasion.
Oh, you.
But last night I was just going for a wild run, and I don't know why.
A wild run.
Well, I can't remember what I was dreaming about, but she woke me up for the fourth
time. At least
time
you
said,
were exercising.
Well, so
there's
I said
a positive
her,
in this.
I have said to her, "See, this is killing two birds with one stone. I'm exercising while I'm asleep.
Time management. Exactly.
So I'm getting fit." But
so
if anyone
she kicked you out. She didn't get out herself and go and jump in the spare bed.
Well, I said, "Well, you
bed.
Could have gone, you know."
And you could have kept sleeping and dreaming.
Yeah. Why
and,
wake?
And Kate could have just. She
wake
was already
me up
awake.
As well. I know. Why wake two of us?
Pretty
up?
Selfish, Kate.
I know.
Very, very
so
selfish.
If there's a sleep specialist, can explain what? Yeah, just because it'd help me and it would help Kate obviously as well.
Is this this sort of only happened this year? Why Port have gone really
no,
good?
No, it happens all the time. I've always been like this. I don't know why, but I tend to. I can wake up kicking and thrashing, and the blankets are over the other side of the room.
What does Billy do?
Yeah, he's not too happy about it as
he's
well.
He's not happy?
No, he runs out. He's gone.
All right.
So, hang on. Alice
right.
has come
Alice
running,
is running in.
In.
I think we What's might have happening? A message from what? Kate, have we?
No, I just Googled it. If you're running in your dreams, it's because you're being metaphorically chased. You could be dealing with some subconscious anxiety or fear in your waking life. Right.
So, in the real world, he's getting chased.
Right.
Apparently, you have to make an important decision about something,
right?
And people are counting on you for support, and you feel the pressure.
Oh, there you go, mounting pressure.
Is that true, Dits?
No. Well, so I've woken up this morning, none the wiser. I can't remember what I was thinking about or dreaming about, but I know I'd run a long way though. It was a hell of a run.
Yeah, you look better for it. You
Thank
look
you,
a bit ginger this morning.
All right, all there right. you go. Good so morning. If anyone can help, if you're a sleep specialist, 133 53, ruined Dits on Triple M. 6:55, ruined it's here on Triple M. Got a few suggestions.
Yeah,
through.
Yep, we have. Stay off the grogs, the first one, Dits.
Oh, what?
From Jamie.
Right.
Eating cheese before you sleep, commonly known as cheese dreams. All right, don't know about
Shane
that one.
Shane from Glenelg North.
Yeah, thank you, Shane. Drink more red wine, you should have a good night's sleep.
I don't mind that
Steve
one.
Steve from Parahoos, you've given
okay.
that a go.
I'll give it a go. Mm. Hey, just getting back to the worst of all time, the boys, I know these fellas from Goolwa Central Meats, good lads, Roo, when I'm down there on holidays. Is it better, man? No, it's not.
We're getting compared to Pearl Jam.
We are. Can you believe it? And Mick from Salisbury. Mick missed out on last week's song. Let's hear it last week's, what it was.
Power and the passion.
There you go. So, Mick, that was last week's song, all right? But, again, tomorrow, $300 for our worst of all time. Hey, Roo, just after 7 o'clock, Alice, our producer, has got a real issue with where she's living, and we're going to tell you about that in just a moment. But the other great news, and this is breaking news, about a vaccine. We keep hearing stories about vaccines all over the place, and there's hope here and hope there, but finally, we may see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, there is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel from Oxford University. They've got a vaccine that has been trialled down at Geelong. It's already in stage 3. It's showing great results and with a little bit of luck.
Yep.
Could be out by Christmas.
All right. Stephen Drill is the European correspondent for the Adelaide Advertiser. He's in London this morning. Hello, Stephen.
Morning, Chris. It is a little bit of good news. Hopefully, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We feel a little bit like backing Maccabee Diva in the Melbourne Cup. But
no, that was a sure thing. That was
stage.
A sure thing. The
We can have a little bit each way on this, like we did with Maccabee Diva. But let's talk serious here for a minute. There's over 1,000 patients have been treated. There's 5,000 each in Brazil and South Africa at the moment, 30,000 in the US. And they've already got orders for 400 million vaccines if it all goes well. And it's in stage 3 at the moment, which is the last stage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So the actual vaccine itself works, and it's not something that's come out of thin air. They were working on this vaccine for 5 years for Ebola, and then they transferred it to the MERS virus. And then in January, the Oxford University researchers went, hang on, this might actually work for COVID-19 as well. So there's good science behind it. They had a trial with 1,000 patients which showed it worked. And now this stage 3 trial is really to see if there's any major side effects and if it's safe for everybody.
Steve, I don't expect you to have all the answers to this right now, but how does it go then from being something that works in a university trial to mass producing it very quickly, you know, that it can be sold around the world? How long do you think that takes, or do we know?
Well, that's what they've done differently about this, is they're actually producing it now before it's been signed off.
Right.
They've actually said, right, let's get the factories going. So I went and visited Wrexham, which is in North Wales, a small factory. It's the actual place where they'll put it into bottles is about the size of a sort of decent Australian living room. It's tiny. And they can do 4 million vials a week. And they're going to be ready to go. They expect the vaccine to be delivered to them by the third week of September.
Okay, yeah, that's not far away.
It's already been produced.
That's right. And I guess if it actually works and it's all clear to go, they'll make a bigger manufacturing plant, I would have thought. Greg Hunt, who's our health minister, said that he is getting more confident there will be a coronavirus vaccine. I now believe we're in close to a vaccine and confident that it will happen, knowing there is still no certainty, but we're in a position to provide vaccines for all Australians. He is getting more confident, the Health Minister for Australia.
So, Steve, I guess the big question for me is, which company do I need to buy shares in?
Well, if you had bought shares in CSL, the Australian chemical company, you'd be a millionaire a few times over now when they floated in 1986. But AstraZeneca is the one that's behind this Oxford vaccine. And it will. The trick for it is that they're not going to charge anyone above odds for the first round during the pandemic.
Right.
But what the scientists are saying is that it's likely we might need a flu shot every year. Like this COVID-19 might be like the flu shot where it doesn't work forever.
Mm.
So they may be making a few quid in 12 to 18 months' time.
So when will we get even more confirmation that they're even more positive about this vaccine? What are the critical dates coming up in terms of the stage 3 trials?
Well, they were hoping to have, in the UK, the government ordered 30 million doses of this for September, and now it's pushed out to October. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister over here, had said, we'll all be hugging each other in November a few weeks ago, and he sort of toned that rhetoric down. But by the end of October, we should see some signs of how it's going, and then it's realistically by the time they get everything signed off and it out into the hospitals that we're looking, Christmas is your best bet for it actually being in the community, not just health workers are the ones who probably get it first.
All right. Good on you, Steve. Thanks so much for joining us, and some real positive news there, Roo. Steve Drill, European correspondent for the Adelaide Advertiser over there in
London.
Wouldn't
that be awesome? I mean, we're getting told to prepare for a corona Christmas here. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said that yesterday. So wouldn't that be fantastic if the world could wake up for Christmas knowing that we had a vaccine that we could get out around the joint and give us some hope for 2021.
Triple M. Get out your Zimmer frames, chuck on a cardi, comb your hair over and crank up the tranny.
The grumpy guy story's starting to come into focus a little bit here.
On Ruined Dits, it's time for grumpy old men.
Who have you got in the lineup today, Roo?
We have got Praddy the farmer, and there's rain coming for the next few days. We've got Johnny Reid, a former footy operations manager for the Crows, and they're on tonight. We'll ask him about that in a minute. And Pete Hurley off the bench for Tony Franz.
Hang on. Where's Franz?
Franz is in the dental chair. Oh. Anyway, good morning, grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Morning.
How are you, man?
Can you fit any more crows into this panel, by the way, Roo? There's bloody three of them plus you. What's going on? Now, Reedy, I've got a question for you. You got Collingwood tonight. Can you win? Can you win your first game?
You're always a chance. You're never going to. You're never going to a game, mate. I can tell you. I mean, I had a period at South when I first coached South, and I'm not proud of this, but we lost 21 games in a row.
They're unlucky.
I'm very proud of the fact that we got out of that. You never go into a game thinking you can't win.
Righto, what's today's question, Ruth?
The question today is, what really irks you, grumpy old man? Hang on. Now, we've only got 5 minutes
here. We've got to be off by 9 o'clock.
Let's start with you, Praddy. What really irks you?
Yep, got a couple. When government ministers or their departments are asked for a comment and we get a spokesperson for the minister said blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, we didn't vote for the spokesperson. The other one, restaurants who print their menus in Italian or French, like a la carte and table d'hote. Mm. What's wrong with good old starters, mains? And, and the worst part is, I got into trouble, spelling. I asked the girl, I'll have a quickie, and she slapped my face and said, peace.
Actually, just on this point, you know, everyone that goes to a restaurant really, and especially nice restaurants, are of our age, aren't they?
Yep.
And How bloody small is the printing? Like, and if you no, seriously, we haven't got young teenagers bloody eating at McGill Estate or anything, have we? And I don't just mean to mention that one restaurant, but any of these, you can never read the menu, Praddy. Peter Hurley, you're a publican. Have I got a point or not?
There is some validity to your point, but for people like you, we have got a braille copy, mate.
What really irks you, Pete?
Well, I've got a couple like Praddy. It really irks me when on a weekend, and it lasts for a whole week, the Crows lose and Port wins. So I've had a pretty rough year.
Get used to it, mate. Get used to it.
They're starting to get cocky, Pete. Oh, no. Ditz is talking about grand finals
here. Ahead of themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But the other one that really drives me nuts is I went to school in the 50s and 60s. I was a teacher in the 70s. My kids were at school in the 90s. And at no time has it formed part of the curriculum in South Australia or I think any other state. The 13 months of bombing raids of Northern Australia by the Japanese. Yeah. Never been part of the school curriculum. And when you think of all the crap they teach at school, it's very irritating.
So you think history, we fall short with teaching our kids history. Is that what you're saying?
Australian history.
Yeah, it's a good point. We do learn about the both wars, I suppose, don't we? And everything else, ancient history, they call it modern history. But you're right, Pete. I mean, I couldn't tell you the first thing about it. So we should know more, really, about our own country.
Reedy, what irks you, mate?
What irks me? You know how you get a lot of houses in a street now and there's not enough car parks in the house, so they park in the street?
Yep.
And it means you've got just one car can go down the street.
Yeah.
And what irks the hell out of me, you pull over and you let someone come through.
Yep.
Yep.
And they don't acknowledge.
I hate that, Reedy.
And I go, if that happens, someone pulls over for me, lets me through. You always acknowledge.
Yeah,
give him
a wave. Yep.
And you know the worst ones? Young girls between 25 and 35 and 40, they are the ones who obviously think the world's all about them. And they,
Your daughters are in that age group, really?
They're over 40 now, so I'll let them off. But they just don't acknowledge. They just think, oh, that's fair enough, mate. Get out of my bloody way.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, to all those girls, if you'd like to give Reedy a cheerio, we'll give his phone number out in a minute. All right?
All right, guys, have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thought for the day.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Praddy, have you got a thought for the day?
Yeah, well, follows on from the round pieces and square boxes. Yep. Why is there an expiry date on sour cream?
Very good one. Good on you, Praddy.
They are the grumpy old men. Tex Walker coming in just after 8 o'clock, Roo.
Yeah, because the Crows play Collingwood tonight. And he joins us every Tuesday. Big Tex, and we'll find out if the Crows are half a chance to knock off the Pies tonight. I reckon they are a sneaky chance.
Ooh.
You could replay this tomorrow if we get rolled by 10 goals and say, gee, you're a good judge.
You know, I reckon I will.
Well, if you don't forget, you will, I'm sure. Don't worry about that.
In a moment, Alice has got a bit of an issue in the place she's living in. We're going to help her out. She's going to tell us all about it. Bit of a dilemma, Roo. Roo and Ditz on Triple M, thanks to Ream. Seven thirty-nine. Roo and Ditz on Triple M on this Tuesday morning. Alice the Wag, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a bit
You're
nervous.
Looking a bit tired, Wag.
I'm a bit nervous about this. I am tired.
You're living in a block of units.
Yes.
Right. What's happening? What's the dilemma you've got?
I have a male living above me who I've never met. And at every, like maybe every hour or two throughout the day, he goes to the toilet and does a wee.
Right. During the day?
Well, like on weekends and stuff. And it is so loud.
Right.
It's like that, but like really deep and echoey through the roof.
Right.
So I don't hear, like, I don't really hear him talking or anything like that.
Turn the TV
The
up.
Only thing I can hear, to the point where I have to have music now, everything I do in the house, because otherwise when I hear it, and now that I know what it is, it just really irks me and it gets under my skin and I just sit there and listen to this guy pee. And he's so hydrated.
He's so hydrated.
There is sometimes a very long wee, especially in the middle of the night. It wakes me up.
Right. Mm. Okay.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know.
So in the middle of the night is the issue, is it?
Yeah, so I wake up to that noise.
What time in the morning is he doing it?
Like this morning, he did a wee at 3:50.
Well, right. I know what that's like. That's what middle-aged blokes go through. It's not good
for the bloke either. How do you know it's a bloke?
Well, girls don't make that loud a noise. It's so echoey. It's like a horse is going to the toilet.
He's got Farlap up there.
It is so, it's just a deep, like, you can tell it's coming from a height. It's not just a little girly wee.
See, what, John Reed, one of our grumpies, commented on this.
That's right. Yeah. That's why.
Actually, we've got him.
Have we? Nearly 50% of blokes sit down to have a wee.
No one in this room.
There used to be a joke, you know, you'd say it to a bloke.
Yeah, I would suggest no one in this room would be party of that.
Haven't done it?
No.
They just piss in the toilet. That's what I think.
Righto, Reedy.
No, well, of an evening.
What?
What?
Rather than make a noise or wake my wife up and annoy her, I'll sit down and have a walk.
There is the headline, right?
John Reed sits down and wee.
The alternative is too, though, Roo.
He does it the wee on the side, though, doesn't he?
Don't wee straight into the water. Don't wee straight into the water. Wee on the walls of the toilet, not on the sides.
It's just about silent when you do that.
Yeah. I must admit, if you wee straight into the water, it is quite loud.
And it's good practice for you. Isn't it, as a bloke? You like to, you know, have a little shot here and there.
Draw circles or something.
That's
Go round and round.
But I can't, I live in the block of units. I can't be like, hey, oh, just by the way, can you change how you urinate?
Like, well, you can.
No, it's so awkward. I'm not doing that.
What you need to do, write him a letter.
Don't whinge about the wee,
Alice,
then.
Write him a letter. You can do it nicely. Write him a little letter saying, dear Phantom Pia, I live downstairs.
Horse wear.
Would you mind? And write it. See, if you barked at him and were nice and say, stop weeing in the water, mate, it's too loud, then he's going to go bugger
you. Yeah, you don't do that.
But if you were to say, look, and don't use your
name
or anything.
Dear Mr. Ed.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, imagine if he's listening now.
And leave him a little stubby of beer or something with the note so that it's a nice gesture and say, look, wake me up.
I live below you. Yeah. You may not realise, but at 4 o'clock when you get up to go for that wee that annoys the hell out of you in the middle of the night, you are actually making it hard for me to sleep because you probably don't even realise you're weeing in the water. If you could wee on the side of the toilet, I probably wouldn't hear it and we'd all be much happier.
Yeah.
And here's
an awkward note.
And here's a bottle of red wine.
Yeah. No, because that will make him wee more. That's more liquid.
but he'll wee on the side.
It's a gesture. You're trying to be nice.
You can't do any more than that. If we were the bloke that lives above Alice and we are the weeer at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'd feel really bad.
I'd feel terrible if I didn't, because he probably doesn't even know about this.
Oh my God, I get
Alice left a note on my door or whoever it was, doesn't matter who it is, and said, could you wee on the side? I would do it for sure, and I wouldn't think there's anything strange about it at all.
Imagine, here's a hypothetical for you, Alice. If you were taking the bin out, the rubbish out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you did it all the time, and a lady came to you and said, look, every time you take your bin out, you wake my baby up. How would you feel?
I'd feel really horrible and I would do anything to change it.
And if she said it really nicely to you, we would. You'd say, sorry about that.
And here's some little biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, then
But if she yelled at you, you keep waking my baby up, then you'd go, well, buggy.
Would you rather know than not know?
Yeah, but this is like a bodily function. And now it's like confessing to him, oh, by the way, for the last 2 months, I can hear every time you've gone to the toilet and I know how long you go and I know how much you've needed to go.
Blokes don't care about that. Blokes would not give a hoot about that.
I'm getting hot and flustered just thinking about it. You've got to listen.
We are blokes. We are weeers. We don't care. We're there to help.
Have you got any advice? Have you got any advice for Alice? 133353. Should she just go and knock on the door?
Don't you?
Go and knock on the door.
No, don't go and knock on the door.
Because I was going to write a note and just say, and then put like love from apartment and then not do my apartment number, do another one. So he thinks it's coming from somewhere.
No, no. The little old lady. Have honest conversations. This is what's wrong with the next generation. They can't have a tough conversation. Yeah. Just write it. Tell them the truth. Be nice.
Have you got advice?
You'll be fine.
Advice for Alice. And I'll tell you what, Roo, for our best...
what are we going to give him?
If you want to go to the footy tonight...
A wee jug.
A Gatorade bottle.
We've got a double to go to the Crows-Collingwood game tonight. So you need to get organised quickly. But any free advice for Alice? 133353.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
Roo, some good messages on 0488851047.
Yeah, the Automasters text line. This is a cracker. Hey, it's Paul from Kangaroo. I was in a unisex loo and heard Niagara Falls in the stall next to me. Walked out And it was a woman. I was stunned. She could have put out the Twin Towers. I couldn't look her in the eye.
This one, ask him to put a little bit of toilet paper in the bottom of the toilet, and that takes the sound away.
Or put a ping pong ball in the bottom and draw some eyes and a face on it and give him something to aim at. All the things you hear here. Let's go to Gawler South. G'day, Kath.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kath.
Good. Yeah, I had the same issue in an apartment I lived in a few years ago, and I could hear everything, though. Like, I'd hear the guy come home, kick off his boots, drop his dacks, lose his change on the floor, and pee. And the peeing was really annoying. And so I wasn't sure what to do because he is a really big guy. Like, I'm not sure if he was like Mr. Ed, but he was tall. And at any rate, I went to the property manager.
Right. Oh, you didn't go to him first?
No, I didn't. I went to the property manager because they came in and had a look between the ceiling space there.
Yep.
And it worked out that they actually hadn't put enough insulation in. So they re-insulated it.
Right.
And it was really good. So they insulated the pipes and insulated between the floors. So
and,
it was good.
And it fixed it.
It fixed it.
Wow.
And
All right.
I didn't have the problem of confronting this guy because that was embarrassing.
All right. Well done, Kath.
Kath.
Yeah, good solution.
Good. Excellent. All right. One triple.
Handball to the property manager.
Yes. Well, that's good, though. There's not enough insulation there. Make them do it.
Yeah.
133353 or give us a buzz on the Auto Masters text line 0488 51047.
7:53, the man that lives above Alice keeps her awake at night because he pees so loudly.
That's exactly
right.
Straight
into the water.
Probably doesn't even know he's doing anything wrong. Probably just a normal, hard-working bloke going
through. He's just whistling and having a wee.
The problems that blokes do in middle-aged dits, he'd probably love to be able to do the right thing if he knew about it. Let's go to Sunnyside. G'day, Anne.
Good morning, guys.
What do you think, Anne?
Well, I solved the problem when we built our new house here at Sunnyside. I put urinals in for all the blokes to use.
All the blokes?
All the blokes.
How many are there?
Well, I've got the husband and three sons, so there you go.
So what do you got? Right. How many bathrooms? You just got one urinal in each bathroom, or?
I've got a urinal in the ensuite and a urinal in the everyday toilet, but I didn't put one in the everyday bathroom.
So. Right. Okay. So you put a couple in, yeah, and... You got no wee on the seat, I suppose.
No, I don't go into seats lifted, and even when I get visitors, I explain what they are and encourage them to use it.
When you're a mum of three sons, when they were younger, did you always have wee on the seat? Our joint has always got every
always and down the sides and on the floor.
Yeah, the floor.
Now, where's Sunnyside again?
In between Murray Bridge and Manham.
That's right. We've spoken to you a couple of times. I keep forgetting. Yeah. Sorry.
Good on you.
All right. Well done. Well done.
All right. Let's head to Manapara. G'day, Darren.
Hey, young guys. How are you?
What do you think, Darren?
Oh, look, I agree with both of you, actually. Just go see the guy and say, look, can you just pee on the side? I start early in the mornings. And most blokes are pretty considerate. Though, like you say, they don't even realise that they're making a noise.
Yeah. That's right.
Slap him a beer, like you said, a red wine, and put a letter in his letterbox. You got any problems, come down and see me.
Yep.
Yep. Good on you, Darren.
Good on you, Darren.
A bit of common sense. Let's go to One Tree Hill. G'day, Lorna.
Good morning. I think what Alice needs to do is just when he starts peeing, at the top of her voice in the sweetest way, say, I can hear you.
I can see her doing it, Lorna. I could definitely see her doing that.
I like it.
Yep, I think it would stop him.
All right. Good on you, Lorna. Well done. Do we send Lorna off to the footy tonight?
Well, she can have that, or she can have a market fresh hamper from Adam's Apples at West Lakes if she doesn't want to go to the footy. I'm sure she'd love that as well.
Adam's Apples at West Lakes. Hey, look for pick a local, pick SA sign at your local fruit and veg store to know you're supporting South Australian businesses. These are terrific hampers from Adam's Apples at West Lakes. Good on you, Lorna. Thanks for calling in. Tex Walker, not far away. There were a lot of people questioning Tex about his future. I've got a couple of hard questions to put to him this morning.
Which one? What are you going to ask him?
Well, just wait and see.
Okay.
Tex Walker to join us in just a moment. But, Roo, breaking news out of the United States. This is at the White House. A man has been shot just outside the White House by a guard. So we don't know any more at this stage.
What was he doing? Trying to get Trumpy?
Threat, some sort of security threat. and a man has been shot. So we'll tell you more as that comes to light, Roo.
It wasn't Joe Biden.
I don't think so, no. No. Roo, you know the terrible situation in Victoria. Their health minister is a lady by the name of Jenny Markakos. And anyway, in trying to explain what's happened, she's broken down.
We have had a very distressing situation at St. Basil's in Fawkner. This is a facility that is very close, of course, to many members of the Greek community, and I know they have been particularly distressed to see the rising toll of deaths at that facility. I'm sorry.
So it's getting to him over there, which is... She understandable.
She's the health minister, and she actually went on to say she has apologised for mistakes that have been made. Now, it's very rare for a government minister or a leader of that to come out and say we got things wrong, but she has actually said that. So
while it's still going on too. We all know about that. So not good, but we had no new cases here in Adelaide. That is a positive yesterday. Yeah. And hopefully we're getting on top of those clusters, and hopefully we can keep our cases down and continue to live a reasonably normal life.
We also crossed to London earlier this morning to talk about the new vaccine being created at Oxford University.
Yes, they've been doing trials in Geelong on that. They've done it on over 1,000 cases. They've had great results. They're actually in advanced stage 3 trials, which means that is the last trial. So that's they're getting close. With a little bit of luck, a fair bit of luck probably, they might be able to produce some of these vaccines before Christmas, which would be enormous. They've already got orders of up to 400 million doses that are wanted. They've already got a manufacturing plant, a small one.
Who are we buying shares in?
CSL have got something to do with an Australian company, but it's...
AstraZeneca.
I don't know which one that is. But anyway, let's get this virus under control. How good would that be if we can have a virus or a vaccine before Christmas?
Yep. Just before we get Tex Walker on to talk about tonight's game, Roo, I've asked you about...
we're a chance tonight.
I reckon we've asked you 3 or 4 times this morning about how the Crows will go.
I reckon the Crows are half a chance.
Half a chance, do you?
I reckon they're half a chance.
All right.
Crows, can they win tonight, Dits?
And what do you think?
I actually think they're a chance. Find out if the Crows are half a chance to knock off the Pies tonight. I reckon they are a sneaky chance. Just a sneaky half.
There you go.
Sneaky half.
All right.
Replay that tomorrow about 400 times.
When they get beaten by 20 goals. But they were a chance. All right. Let's
so you're telling me there's a chance. As Johnny Reid said, hey, you always go into a game and believe in your chance.
What was it?
You would say that.
After he'd lost 21 games in a row as coach of South, he said, we're a chance.
And guess what?
And they won.
They won. You've got to be glass half full in this world.
Tex Walker to join us next on Triple M.
Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
Oh, let's get him on. Tex, good morning. And thank you so much for chatting to us on game day.
Nah, easy done, Dits. Anything for you, boys.
Thank you.
You still got me number, Dits?
Oh, I have. Like, listen, by the way, can you not come to Harndorf and terrorise my neighbours, please?
What do you usually do when you get a message?
Tooting
his horn. You get a message from someone, what do you usually do?
Respond.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was doing? Can I tell you what happened, right? I got a message from this clown, and he's out the front of my house tooting. And I know this because he actually videoed it. He's tooting his horn, making a hell of a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where I was, Tex? Sorry, I was watching Port beat Richmond.
They weren't even on you, buffet.
They were. I was making my way down there.
What, so you were on your phone in the car, were you?
Oh, for God's sake. I've got better things to do than waste my time talking to you.
Hey, Tex, I'm getting the mickey taken out of me here on the show this morning because I said I reckon we're half a chance of winning tonight.
Yeah, I totally agree, mate. We're
only half a chance.
Yeah. That's better than what we've been going.
How many years have I been on the radio with you boys?
Too long.
He's getting cocky, Tex. So I can just, it's just starting to bug me a little bit.
Actually, in saying that though, Dits, I think Port Adelaide are going very, very well. And
you don't have to tell him that.
You know what the AFL should do?
What?
Whoever finishes top should have hold the grand final.
Oh, come on, Tex. What sort of garbage comment is that?
I like it. Will you come with me? Will you come and sit next to me?
I'd have to sit 2 seats away from you just to fit in.
Why do you think that? What was that sort of comment? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Well, it's a bit of a cherry on the top for whoever finishes on top.
So you could have West Coast, obviously Perth, they're a chance. You could have Brisbane in Brisbane, they're a chance. Yep. And you'd say Port here a chance. So is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I reckon. Why not? Well, what else do you get for finishing on top of the home and away season?
Yeah,
McLellan Trophy. Which means nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say a trophy. Mm.
Let's talk about the team for a moment. Chase Jones, what's the story with him? Hasn't had a lot of the footy in recent weeks, so is it just a bit of a rest for him? How do you see that one?
Yeah, just a bit of a rest for Chase. I've said all along, like our young guys, we do see a bit of inconsistency in performance. And for Chase, he understands that he probably hasn't been performing the way he wants to. So it's just a bit of a reboot for Chase and a bit of a rest.
Good to have Brody Smith back in. Andrew McPherson's been going well in these couple of games. Stengel and McAdam up forward and Hardigan to replace Talia. So Collingwood have got a few important outs as well. Darcy Moore, which would have been down your end, maybe even Standing yourself, and Benny Reid, Jamie Elliott out, and Adam Treloar. So they've got some big outs. Can you win tonight?
I reckon we can, yeah. They're a very, very good side, but I think we match up pretty well. And we've taken a lot of belief out of our ability to play three quarters last week. Obviously, the last quarter was a bit disappointing, but from last week, if we can flow on from there, I reckon we're a big chance to win tonight.
I want to ask you a question that's related to football, but it's a little bit away from it. Mitch Robinson from Brisbane yesterday got very angry online, and you supported him, and I don't knock you for this at all, but basically someone's had a $5 bet. He would have won $100 in a multi, but missed out. And anyway, this idiot goes online. There's a death threat. He also says, "I hope you do your ACL next game," which is just a terrible, terrible thing to say. And you've come out in support. And he basically says to this fellow, Mitch Robinson got online and said, "Listen, mate, it was a $5 bet. I haven't cost you $100. You know, it was $5. And if you're struggling with that amount, you're an idiot. Don't bet." And it goes on and on and on. But, gee, the fact that you have to put up with this sort of stuff is pretty ordinary, isn't it, Tex?
I actually copped a fair bit of it after the weekend because I actually didn't have a key goal. So a few people must have had me in their multi to any time goal scorer. But, yeah, it's getting to a stage where it's pretty disgusting, Dits. Death threats, family threats, comments about kids, comments about the colour of your skin. Sometimes you read it and you're like, who in God's earth thinks that you can sit there and say things like that, let alone...
Tex, are you urged not to read it? You know, do you speak about it as players?
Well, sometimes once you read things, you can't unread it. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's tough. It is certainly tough, but that's just... I don't know. It's not the world we live in because you don't do that. It's got to stop.
A lot of people do on social media. That's why a lot of players aren't on social media. Lots of coaches encourage people not to be on there because there's a lot of idiots that do this sort of stuff. Callum Ward, who did that free kick the other day, got death threats. I mean, how could you possibly do it? It's ridiculous, but there are people out there that do it.
It's a shame you have to put up with that, Tex. Anyway, we'll take a break. Tex, in a moment, I'm going to ask you, and this is serious, I'm going to ask you probably the hardest question I've ever asked you, okay? It's about football. Tex, I've got to ask you a hard one. We mentioned just moments ago about all of the stuff that happens online, and I've got to be honest, we get so many messages here. As you know, we call the game, and after the footy, everyone's an expert, everyone's having their say. How would you respond to Crows supporters at the moment that are just full of criticism? Obviously, you're not winning your bottom. Tex, you've got a year to run on your contract. Can you say to Crows members right now, you will definitely be playing next year? You're keen to absolutely see your contract out?
Oh, 100% I am. I think when you sign a contract, you've got to see it out. So I'll be doing everything in my power to see the contract out for sure.
Tex, and I'm not just crawling to you here and I'm not trying to be nice, in a team that hasn't won a game, I seriously think you've had your moments. You've taken contested marks. You've kicked goals. Sure, there have been some quiet times too. But when you are losing and the ball's not coming down to you, I would have thought that's going to happen. Now, I'm not trying to stick up for you. How would you describe your form?
I think the first couple of rounds I was okay. And then I probably went through about three or four rounds where I probably wasn't having an impact on the game in terms of just pure numbers and hitting the scoreboard, which... as a forward, that's what you need to do, and then I've bounced back, and I'm feel like I'm playing some good footy the last few weeks. So I'm getting there, mate. It's forward. You heavily rely on what's happening up the field. So it's not just about I've got to be able to perform game day, but I'm also looking forward to being able to teach the younger guys and help their career kickstart.
For sure. Do you take much notice of what is said and what happens around you, you know, media-wise? And I raise this for a reason. Dermot Brereton, a champion of the game, has been quite outspoken. Have you read his comments?
Nah, I haven't read his comments. I did hear a little bit, you know, how it is. Ditch your family or friends do mention things. But I've heard a little bit, but haven't read them, mate. I don't really care what he says.
No, fair enough. And Tex, you know, seriously, we are on your side, and I mean that. And anyone listening that wants to criticise, go your hardest. But I think in a team that's just, well, it has been well beaten every week, I wouldn't want to play full forward or centre half forward. Or I think it's been very tough.
How are you going to knock off the Pies, Tex?
We're going to have to win the footy, Rui. Obviously, win our fair share.
That might be your best answer you've ever given us.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Contested ball, we're going to have to win that. And then we're just going to have to pressure them. Our first half last week was probably the way we want to play. Well, not probably, it was. We just need to pressure them. And if we can get a good amount of time in our forward half, I reckon we can put them under pressure and finish our work. That's also key to tonight.
All right. Well, it could be wet tonight. We'll wait and see what happens with the weather. It's should be, it could be a little bit wet later on, so the ball could be on the ground.
That's all right,
you
got a gag for us,
Tex. You know, I mean it from the heart. I want you to kick five tonight, all right? So good luck.
Thanks, Dits. I look forward to playing around and golf with you soon.
All right, I want to take your
money. When the season's done.
Can I wear those trousers that you saw me wear the other day?
No, you can't. Hey, boys, I went to the doctor the other day. I've had some hearing problems. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, can you describe the symptoms? Mm-hmm. I said, sure. They're yellow. Homer's fat and March has blue hair.
No. Good timing because the 30th season of The Simpsons is out at the moment on Disney.
Plus. Yeah. Good on you, Tex, and play well tonight, mate.
Good on you, Texan.
See you, boys.
There he is. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. What'd you think of what he had to say, Rui?
He's very clear. He's playing again.
Yep.
4.7 Triple M.
Hey, last night we copped a whack, or certainly my mates did, the Port supporters, Mick Malloy here on Kennedy Malloy.
Mickey, I would like to blame on 5G Richmond's inability to beat Port Adelaide last night.
5G. I don't know whether that's 5G or just the idea that Port fans are. The most
careful,
simpletons.
Careful.
I know, I have to check myself there.
Hello to all our fans.
Who we love.
Who we love in South Australia.
Absolutely. They are disgraceful. What a bunch. Feral. Is Feral on. Too? They sit there. Why would you allow?
They're a very good team.
They
are.
So they've got that ground.
Good team at the moment.
A beautiful ground in Adelaide, and it's populated with some of the most horrific noggins I've ever seen.
You'll be in big trouble. You know, it's ruined it's like deals.
Having the Taj Mahal and filling it full of giant.
You've got it. I'm blaming 5G on you right now. A bit of respect.
How can you?
Thanks, Craig. Sorry, David.
No one's allowed to go to the footy, so the only people you allow in are criminals.
Hang on.
Criminals.
You're going to have to let it go.
Let it go, Mickey.
Jane Kennedy tried to stick up for us at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, look at the scoreboard, Mick. That's all I can say. That's the best comeback I've got. Ruined it on Triple M.
You've heard of the GOAT. Triple M's GOAT. The greatest of all time. Now get ready for the WOAT.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst of all time.
Righto, Roo. So this is our second song after last week's went off.
Yeah.
Should we have a quick listen?
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right, now.
It's got nothing. It's impossible to guess.
No, it's not.
It is.
Wait, do you know when people hear the answer, they'll go, of course.
Now, no, they
won't.
Funny
thing is, what about earlier this morning? We took phone calls for people to have a guess and have a listen to how this panned out.
G'day, let's head to Kadena. G'day, Jay.
How are you?
Good. Do you want to hear it one more time?
No.
darn right.
Okay, Glen Gary. G'day, Tristan.
Roo, this, how are you today?
Very good, mate. Do you want to hear it again?
No, no, thank you.
Okay. Penfold, g'day, Dylan.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Do you want to hear it?
Nah, that's all right.
Oh.
That's rude. That's just rude.
Well, I tried to be nice.
It's just rude.
Look, it's surprising as well. I mean, we've been compared to AC/DC, Pearl Jam, yeah. Billy Joel. Who else?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers.
These are some of the guesses that are coming through. People that's right. think that's who we're playing.
Yet, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Not quite stack
one,
up, does
two,
it?
One, two, three, four.
No, I don't want to hear it either.
Oh,
we'll be
anyway,
back.
Revisit it tomorrow. What's it jackpot to tomorrow?
$300. You'll be scratching like an ice addict to get through those. $300.
Did you just say that? Ruined it on Triple M.